Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Mem Daled, and we are starting Mem Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom with the last mission of the Perek. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mem Zara Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And Lilu Nishmas Marsh Freidich Hayabela Bas Yitzchak Tzvi Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. So the mission says Hachayshev L'Shleich Yad B'Kadon. A Shomer thought about being Shleich Yad. He wasn't actually Shleich Yad, but he thought about it. Beshami says he's Chayv as if he was Shleich Yad. Whereas Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says Ein Chayv Ad Sheyishlech Bayad. He's not Chayv until he's actually Shleich Yad. Shneimer because the pasuk says Im Lo Shalach Yad. That's the shvu that he makes when something happens to the Bikadoin, as we have to swear that he was not Shaleach Yad, as we see clear from the Pasuk that he actually has to be Shaleach Yad, not just that he thought about it. Another scenario, he does a chavis, let's say the Shomer tilted the barrel, v'natalei men revias, and he took revias of wine from it, v'nishbra, and afterwards it broke, ein misham el revias, he only has to pay for the revias of wine that he took. Whereas Igbia, if he lifted up the barrel, v'natalei men revias, and then he took revias of wine, v'nishbra, and afterwards it broke, misham de mekula, he has to pay for the entire barrel, even though he only took revias, because by lifting it up, that's considered stealing or being Shaleach Yad an entire thing, so he's chai for the whole thing. And the Gemara Mem Daled Amud Aleph on top tells us, Manan Emili, how do we know this? In other words, what's understanding machlek is between Beisham and Beis Hillel and our Mishnah? The Torah Bon, we have a brass that says, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, the Pasuk tells us for any matter of Pesha, Beisham and Beisham says, how do we understand the word Al Kol Dvar Pesha? Malamed teaches us, Shechayv Al Machshava Kamaisa, the Shomer is chai for being Shaleach Yad, even though he just did it in thought, he thought about being Shaleach Yad, and that's just like he actually did the Maisa. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, Ein Chayv at Shishlech Bayad, he's only chai until he physically is Shaleach Yad. Shneimer because the Pasuk says, Im Loi Shalach Yad, Im Lachas Re'eu. And that tells us clearly that he has to physically be Shaleach Yad. So Amar Lahen Beisham Beis Hillel. Beisham told Beis Hillel, Valok Var Nemar, it already says in the Pasuk, Al Kol Dvar Pesha. And as we just said, the word Al Kol is including even Machshava. So Amar Lahen Beis Hillel, Beisham, Beis Hillel told Beisham, Valok Var Nemar, Im Lo Shalach Yad Melech Sreyu. It already says, Im Lo Shalach Yad Melech Sreyu, Mashma, that he has to physically be Shaleach Yad. Beis Hillel continues, Im Kain, if so, Matam Alarm Al Kol Dvar Pesha. So how do we understand the part of the Pasuk, Al Kol Dvar Pesha? Sheyachal, you would think, Ein Li Elohu, I only know that he himself, the Shomer, is Chayv. Amar L'Avdi L'Shulcha Minayin, how do we know that if he told his Eved or his Shliach to be Shaleach Yad, that he himself, the Shomer, is Chayiv, Tamlam, because the Pasuk says, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, and that tells us that the Shomer is Chayiv. Even though we usually know that Ein Shleich Dvar Avera, and so if I tell someone to go do an Avera and he does it, I'm not Chayiv for that, he is. In this case, with the Shomer telling somebody to be Shaleach Yad in the Chayfetz that he's watching, the Shomer is Chayiv and not the other person because of Al Kol Dvar Pesha. We can explain the Mishnah we had said, Yitaz Achavas Vachulu, that if he tilted the barrel and he took out a Revias and then the barrel broke, he's only Chayiv to pay for that Revias. Now, Rabba clarifies, Loishanu El Nishbra, that's only if the barrel broke, so he only has to pay for the Revias that he took. Aval Chmitza, but if all the wine went sour, Mishalem is Kula, so then he has to pay for all of the wine. My time, why is that? He only took her vias and he didn't do anything to the rest of the barrel. And the answer is, Giri Didei Huda Hanula. Literally, this means his arrow helped this happen. Meaning, by him taking out her vias, now the barrel's not full and the wine spoils quicker because of that. And so it's his arrow, his taking of the her vias, which caused the entire barrel to spoil. And that's why he's Chayv to pay for the whole thing. The Shomer's Chayv and not the other person because of Al Kol Dvar Pesha. How can you explain the Mishnah? If he lifted up the barrel and he took her vias of wine from it and then the barrel broke, he's going to have to pay for the entire barrel, even though he only physically took a revias. Now, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel comments on the Mishnah, Loi Natal, Natal Mamish. It doesn't have to be that he actually took a revias of wine. Elo Kivin Shegbia Litol. It's since he lifted up the barrel with intention to take a revias, Afabisha Loi Natal, even though he didn't actually take that revias, he still have to pay for the entire barrel if it breaks. The Gemara suggests, Loi Mikosav Shmuel Shlichas Yad Einu Tzir Chisaron. Let's say Shmuel holds, Shlichas Yad doesn't require Chisaron in order to be Chayv for it. Because he was Shaleach Yad, he picked up the barrel, but there was no actual Chisaron over here. He didn't take any wine. So Amri, they said, Loi, that's not necessarily true. Even if Shmuel holds, still over here he would be chayev. Why is that? Shani Hacha, this case is different over here. That's because the Shomer wants the chavis, the barrel, to be a basis, a base, or a storage container for that revias. In other words, when he lifted up the barrel, he wanted to take a revias, and we treat it as if he took the revias and then put it back in. Because as we just said before, it's better for all the wine to be in the barrel, and if he has the revias out of the barrel, it's going to go bad quicker. Therefore, he wants the revias in the barrel, so again, it's as if he took the revias out and then put it back in, and therefore it is considered a chisaron. The Gemara continues, now that we have this clarity in Shmuel, what about the following case? By Ravashi, Rashi asks, he could be an arniki little amount of dinner. Let's say the Shomer lifted up the wallet of money that he was watching in order to take a dinner from it. Mahu, what do we say over there? Do we say that chamer hudul amintar el agav chamra, the revias of wine that he wants to take is only watched properly, meaning it's only going to stay good for long if it's in the barrel? And that's why the Shomer lifted up the barrel with intention to take that revias, but he left the revias inside because it stays better longer with all the other wine in the barrel. And that's why the Shomer would be chayv on the entire barrel. I will use a mintar, but money could be guarded, it could be watched even out of the wallet, and therefore he would not be chayv unless he actually takes a dinner out of the wallet. I don't perhaps shine into use of the arnikim and into use of the dinner. Maybe money being washed in a wallet is actually better than it being washed outside individually, because when you have a wallet full of money, it's more noticeable and the shomer could take care of it better. But when you have a random loose coin floating around, that's easily lost, and therefore perhaps the shomer lifting up the wallet with intention to steal a dinner, even though he didn't actually take it out, is still going to be mechayv him, similar to the wine case. And the answer is, teku. We're going to let let this question stand, and we're going to have to wait for El Yonav to come and answer it. Hadron al Chamafkid, Malzdar finishing the third Perek of Mesechus Bava Metzia, just like we're Zechar to finish this Perek together, we should be Zechar to finish the entire Mesech together, and of course, all of Shas together. And moving on to a brand new Perek. So before we begin, let's have a little bit of an introduction. In every classic case of buying and selling, there are two sides, the buyer and the seller, and that means there's also merchandise and money. Now, halachically, one is not kaina by paying money. One only acquires the object by making a halachic kinyan, either Meshicha, Hagbah, or Mesira. Now, once a kinyan on the object is made, the buyer becomes halachically obligated to pay up, and no one's allowed to back out of the deal. Now, let's say money was paid, but no kinyan was done yet, so technically the parties can back out of the sale. However, as we're going to see, they receive something called a mishapara, which is a form of a curse placed on one who reneges from an agreement. Now, in a standard sale, it's obvious what the merchandise is and what the payment is. However, as the Mishnah begins, there are certain sales in which it's unclear what is what, and we have to analyze each case very carefully. So Mishnah begins, Hazav kainas hakesef, hakesef eino kainas hazav. Gold is kind of silver, and silver is not kind of gold. Now over here we're talking about coins, regular gold and silver coins that are currency. And over here when the Mishnah says, Hazav kainas hakesef, that means that the gold coins are the merchandise. And how is it the gold is merchandise, or as we're going to see in the Gemara, it's called peiros, if it's just regular currency, and you could walk into the store and pay with it. And that's because we're going to see in the Gemara, since they're not as usable as silver, and they're not commonly found in circulation. It's kind of like in Eretz Yisrael, very often you hand a 200 shekel bill to the proprietor of the store, and you get yelled at because what are you thinking, that he has changed for such a large bill? And that's what gold coins are. And therefore, when there's a purchase of gold coins with silver coins, when a kinyan is made on the gold coin, that automatically creates the chiyuv for the silver coins to be paid. But if a person makes a kinyan on the silver coins, that does not create a chiyuv for the gold coin to be paid. Because again, the gold coin is considered merchandise and not money in this transaction. And we'll continue applying this concept. If there's a sale between copper coins and silver coins, when a kinyan is made on the copper coins, so that creates the chiyuv for the silver coins to be made, but not the other way around. Furthermore, bad money, which is either money that was taken out of circulation or the rubbed out coins, which people don't really want to use, that's considered the merchandise. So when a kinyan is made on the mais rois, that creates the chiyuv for the mais yafais to be paid, but not vice versa. Another scenario, asimain, which is a coin blank, it doesn't have an image stamped on it, so it still has value in silver or gold, but it's not usable currency, so that's considered the merchandise. When a person makes a kinyan on that, that creates the chiyuv for the matbeah, for the coin to be paid, but not the other way around. And last example is really what we had started the whole introduction with, is metaltalin kinyan is matbeah, matbeah eino kinyan is metaltalin. We're talking about regular movable objects. When a kinyan is made on the metaltalin, that creates the chiyuv to give the matbeah, to give the coins, to give the payment, the money. Whereas when a kinyan is made on the money, meaning if the buyer pays the money, that doesn't create a chiyuv to pay up the metaltalin yet. Now moving on to something else, the Mishnah tells us, kol metaltalin kinyan zeh zeh, all metaltalin are kind of each other, meaning if there's a barter of metaltalin, my bat for your ball, my van for your car, then the moment the kinyan is made on one, that automatically creates the chiyuv or the kinyan on the other thing. The Mishnah continues explaining, Ketzad, what's the scenario? Mashachamenu peiros, let's say Ruvain took the peiros from Shimon, and Ruvain didn't pay the money yet, no one's allowed to back out over here. However, if he paid the money, and he didn't take the peiros yet, he didn't take the merchandise, so they are allowed to be chayzer from this, because again, no halachic kinyan has been created. Aval Amr, however, they said, Misha Parma Anshe Dara Mabul and Midara Flaga, whoever punished the people of the Dara Mabul and the Dara Flaga, who Asali Para Mi Misha Eno Emin Bidiburai, he's going to end up punishing the one who doesn't stand by his word. So even though no halacha kinyan took place, one should think twice or thrice before backing out of a deal. Reb Shimon says, and he argues, Kol Shakasa Biyada Yada Al Yaino, whoever has the money in his hand, he has the upper hand. Which means when Reuven pays money for the merchandise and he hasn't received it yet, according to Reb Shimon, the one that has the money is allowed to back out, but not the one that gave the money. So Reuven can't back out of the deal anymore. But Shimon is still allowed to back out of the deal. Now, before we start the Gemara, let's review a few key words and a phrase that has to be clear. As we already know from the Mishnah, we're going to be discussing merchandise and money, which in the Gemara is Peira and Teva. Peira is merchandise, Teva is money. We're also going to see that Kaspa is silver and Dava is gold. And the key over here is the following. Kani le Peira le Teva. Merchandise is kind of money. Again, we've said this many times, but let's review. When a kinyan is made on the merchandise, the peiros, that creates the chiyuv for the money to be paid, and it doesn't work the other way around. Now, another way to express the same concept is to say that this is kind of that, like what we said in the Mishnah. And in the Gemara, we're going to be discussing what's considered Peira and what's considered Tiva. And some things could be considered both, depending on the situation. So the Gemara tells us, Masi le Rebbe the Reb Shimon Berei, Rebbe taught Reb Shimon his son the following, Hazav kainas hakesef. Now, Amrlei, so Reb Shimon told his father, Rebbe, Shanisa lan bial ducecha, you taught us in your youth, hakesef kainas hazav. The kesef is kainas of, the other way around. And now you're going back in your old age and you're teaching us the opposite? So the Gemara asks, we all do say my sover, or we say my sover. Zavar. What did Rebbe hold in his youth and what did he hold in his older age? Rebbe Yehuda Yisrael Zavar, in his younger age, he held Dava de Chashiv Havativa. And the gold, which is very Chashiv, that's considered the money. Whereas Kaspa, silver, Deloy Chashiv, that's not as Chashiv as gold, Havapera, that's considered the merchandise. Vekani Le Peira Lativa. Here we have this phrase. The Peiris is kind of the money. In other words, when a Kinyan is made on the Peiris, which in this case is the silver coins, that automatically creates the Chiyuv for the gold coin to be paid. Whereas Bezignuse Savar, in his older age, he held the other way around. Kaspa, Memdal on Bez on top, the Charif, Havativa. Silver coins, which are sharp, that's what Charif literally means. In other words, they're much more commonly found in circulation and they're much more easily usable. So that's considered the Tiva, that's the currency. Whereas Dava gold coins, the Loi Charif, that's not Charif. As we said, people don't use gold coins so often, kind of like the 200 shekel bill in Eretz Yisrael. Havapera, that's considered the Peiris over here. Akanale Peir, the Tiva, and the Peiris are kind of the Tiva. Now, Rav Ashi says, Kiel Duse Mistabra. It's actually more logical to say like what Rebbe had said in his youth. Make Tony from the fact that our Mishnah says, that when a Kenyan is made on copper coins, that creates the Chiyuv for the silver coins to be paid. Now, if you want to say that silver coins in relation to gold ones are considered payrais, that's why the Mishnah would be teaching us that Nechashis is kind of Kesef, and that would be a Chiddush. That even though in relation to gold coins, silver coins are payrais, the Mishnah is teaching us that in relation to copper coins, silver coins are actually Tiva, they're considered currency and not payrais. But if you want to say that silver coins in relation to gold ones are considered currency, well, Hashal Gabe Dava, the Chashiv Minei, Amr Tevahava, now that you're saying that silver in relation to gold, even though gold is more Chashiv than silver, the silver is still considered the Tiva, well, Gabe Nechashiv, the Iu Chashiv, Iu Charif Mibaya, silver coins in relation to copper ones, that the silver is more Chashiv and it's more usable, it's more commonly found in the market, do you even have to say that it's considered the currency and that the copper is not? And so it must be like our first way of understanding that silver coins in relation to gold ones are actually considered payrais and not Tiva. The Gemara says it's not right. Yisrech, it still would be necessary in the Mishnah to teach us this, even though silver is always considered Tiva. And why is that? Because Akadat the Chamina, I would have thought if we only said the first scenario, that silver in relation to gold is considered currency, I might say, Hani Priti, these copper coins, Ba'asu Desage, in the area where they are found in the currency, Inu Charifi Tvemi Kaspa, that they're actually more Charif than Kaspa, and therefore Ema Tiva Hava, I might say that the copper is actually the Tiva and not the silver. Kamash Mulam, that's why the Mishnah has to emphasize silver to copper as well. Since there are areas that copper coins are not used, Peirahava, copper coins are considered payrais always, even in an area where it happens to be that copper coins are more commonly found than silver ones. So Rav Ashi doesn't write for our Mishnah that it's better to say, like Rebbe had said in his youth. However, the Gemara continues, Afrim Chia Savar, Dava Tiva Hava. Even Rav Chia holds that gold coins are considered Tiva, they're considered like money, like currency. Where do we get this from? Rav borrowed golden dinarim from the Dar Rav Chia, Vesayf Iker Dinre. Later on, gold coins went up in value. Also came to Rav Chia, so Rav came to Rav Chia, and he asked him if he's chayv to pay back with gold coins, because it might be considered ribbis. When he borrowed the gold coins, they had one value, and now when he's returning them, they have a higher value. That seems like ribbis. So Rav Chia told Rav, Zil Shlim La, Tavin Vitkilin, go pay her good ones and weighted ones, meaning you have to pay her 100% gold coins. Now we analyze the situation. Yara Bishlema, Dava Tevahava, Shapir. If you want to say the gold coins are considered currency, so this is fine. He borrowed gold coins and he was returning gold coins. There's no problem. Eliyama Peirahava, but if you want to say the gold coins are just considered payrus, they're really like merchandise, well, have Saw Basav, Usr. This whole transaction of borrowing gold coins and returning gold coins is a case of Saw Basav, which is Usr. What Saw Basav? So this is an Isr Ribbis Dirabanan. The Rabbanu Gazer, the one is not allowed to borrow a saw of grain and pay back a saw of grain. That's because they were afraid that grain would go up in value in the interim, and by the time he's paying back the saw of grain, now he's paying back something that has more value, and that's Ribbis. And so we're looking at gold as payrice. Rav technically is not allowed to borrow gold and pay back with gold because of this exact situation. Gold went up in value, and that would be Ribbis. So it must be the gold coins are Tiva, not Peira. The Gemara says it's not a Raya. Rav didn't rehavale. Rav had gold coins. He just simply didn't have access to them, and that's why he borrowed them. Given the havale dinre, since he had gold coins, nasa ka'emer lo, it's as if he told the daughter of Chia, alveni ad sheyav v'bini ad she'em to mafteach, lend me the money until my son comes home or until I find the key. In other words, the chum were not geyser on saw besaw. If the person has a saw of grain in his possession, and the only reason why he's borrowing a saw of grain is just because he doesn't have access to it right now. He can't find the key, or his son's not home, or something like that. And therefore, it could be that gold is payrus and not tiva. And the reason why Rav was allowed to borrow gold coin and pay back with a gold coin is because he had gold coin in his possession and maybe he just didn't have access to it. So no raya. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Rava says, Hai Tano Savar Dava Tiva Hava. The following Tano holds that gold coins are considered Tiva. What does the Tano say? The Tano of Raisa, it says, Pruta Sha'amru Echad Mishmoyna Be'Isra Italki. Whenever the Chum talk about a Pruta, what's its value? 1/8 of an Italian Isser. L'may Nafkamina, and why is that relevant? L'kdusha Isha, in regards to Mekadesh a woman. We know that a woman has to be Mekadesh with something that's worth a Pruta, so we have to know how much a Pruta is worth. The Raisa continues, Isser Echad Me'Esmer Abba Dino Shal Chasev. How much is the value of an Isser? 1/24 of a silver dinner. L'may Nafkamina, what relevance does that have? L'may Shekel Memker for buying and selling. If a person wants to buy a silver dinner, he has to give 24 Yisarim. If he's charged more than that, we could run into issues of Aina, which is overcharging, and maybe the whole thing will be bottle. And if not, maybe he'll get that which he was overcharged returned back to him. So that's why we have to know how much an Isser is. Now here's what's relevant for our discussion. The Brass continues. Dinner shall chesef, echad me'esrim v'chamisha b'dinner shall zav. A silver dinner is 1/25 of a golden dinner, which means that there's 25 silver dinarim in one golden dinner. Amai nafkamina, what relevance does this have? L'pidyan ben, in regards to pidyan ben, redemption of the firstborn son. We know the firstborn son is redeemed from the kain, and the amount listed in the Torah that this has to be done for is 5 silver shkalim, which in Gemara currency is 20 silver dinarim, which is 4/5 of a golden dinner. And the Tana over here seems to be saying that the current value of pidyan ben is 4/5 of a gold dinner. And that means that the zav, the gold over here, is the constant, not the silver. And here comes Rav with his proof. Yeah, Rabbi Shlema, tiva hava. If you want to say that gold coins are considered tiva, they're the currency. So Mishar Tana b'midi d'kayetz. The Tana is giving an evaluation based off of something which is set. In other words, by saying that gold is tiva, that means that when there's a fluctuation in currency values, it's silver which changes, not gold. Gold remains a constant. And this is learned from the fact that the Tana set the cost of pidyan ben in terms of gold, that a silver dinner is worth 1/25 of a gold one. Therefore, if there's a change in value and say only 20 silver dinarim are necessary to purchase a gold coin, then pidyan ben is only 16 silver dinarim, which is still that constant, 4/5 of a gold one. And the same would be if silver drops in value, more dinarim would be necessary. El yamid peira hava, but if you're going to say the gold coins are peiras, they're the merchandise, mashar tana b'midi d'ayker v'zil, does it make sense that tana would evaluate, he would give us a price based off of something which fluctuates, that it goes up or down in value? Because in this situation, zimnim d'mahadu l'kahana, sometimes a kain is going to have to return him some money, v'zimnim d'maisif l'iyu l'kahana, sometimes he's going to have to add on to the kain. In other words, if the price that the Torah set, 5 silver shkalim, is currently valued at 20 silver dinarim, and that's the constant, not the gold, but the silver, then what does the Tana gain by listing the price of pidyon in relation to gold? That creates a lack of consistency and clarity, because the father's going to pay his 20 silver dinarim, but then he might have to add on more, or receive change from the kain, depending on the price of gold, and that's not consistent. Ella rather, concludes Rava, Shma Mino, Tiva Hava, Shma Mino. We see clearly from this Braisa that at least this Tana holds that gold coins are considered Tiva and not Peira. And the Gemara continues to not also we've mentioned over there. This is a Mishnah Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, and we know that when a person has Ma'aser Sheni, he either has to bring the produce itself up to Yerushalayim, or if he's not able to bring it, or if it's going to go bad by the time he brings it, he can be Machalel. He could transfer its Kedusha onto money. And so this Mishnah tells us as follows. Beishame says, Lo yasa adam sloin dinarizov. A person is not allowed to take his sloin, which means his silver dinarim of Ma'aser Sheni money, and transfer them onto golden dinarim. Let's say he has 25 silver dinarim, and he doesn't want to have to schlep them all the way up to Yerushalayim. It would be much easier to take one golden dinner. He's not allowed to transfer their Kedusha onto that gold dinner. Whereas Beis Hillel Matir and Beis Hillel allows him to do that. Now, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, they both argue about what's the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel. Chanamer, one of them says, machlokes b'sloim al dinarin, that the machlokes is transferring the Kedusha of the silver onto the gold. The Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel hold, kas b'tiva v'dava peira, that silver is the currency and gold is the peiras. B'tiva peira lemchalinon, and we can't transfer Kedusha of money onto peiras. It doesn't work like that. It goes from peiras onto money, and then the money is brought up to Yerushalayim. It doesn't work that money goes onto peiras, and the peiras are brought up to Yerushalayim. Whereas Beis Hillel side, Beis Hillel hold, kas b'peira v'dava tiva. It's all the way around. Silver coins are the peiras, and the gold coins are the currency. U'peira tiva mechalinon. And we couldn't be mechal peiras onto money. Aval peiras al dinarin, but let's say we're talking about the fruits themselves, the actual produce, which is ma'aser sheni, and he wants to transfer them onto dinarin, which is gold coins. Dibra kol mechalinon. Everyone, even Beis Shammai, would agree that he could do so. According to this Amira, the only issue Beis Shammai has is silver onto gold, but not actual peiras onto gold. At my time, why would that be? Me the hava chesel Beis Hillel. Just like silver and shittas Beis Hillel. Chesel Beis Hillel, when we're dealing with silver and shittas Beis Hillel, afal gav dechasbu legabe dava peira hava, even though silver in relation to gold is considered peiras, legabe peira tiva hava. Of course, when we're dealing with actual produce, silver is considered real currency. And therefore, zav nami le Beis Shammai, when we're dealing with gold coins and shittas Beis Shammai, afal gav dava legabe kaspa peira hava, even though gold in relation to silver is considered peiras, legabe peira tiva hava. In regards to real produce, gold coins are considered currency, and therefore, again, according to this Amira, Beis Shammai would hold that the Kedusha of real produce of Ma'aser Sheni is allowed to be transferred onto gold coins. Now, V'chad Amar, the other Mand Amar says, Af Peiras al Dinar Machlokes, and even when we're talking about real produce onto gold coins, there's still Machlokes, and Beis Shammai would say that no, it's not allowed to be done. The Gemara now asks on the second Mand Amar, Ulamand Amar, according to this Mand Amar that we just mentioned, Af Peiras al Dinar Machlokes, then even when we're dealing with transferring the Kedusha of real produce onto gold, that there's still Machlokes, and Beis Shammai does not allow, while Adam Miflegi B'Slaim al Dinarim, instead of the whole Machlokes in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel being in regards to transferring silver silver onto gold, so why don't they just argue in regards to transferring the kedusha of the actual produce onto gold? Why discuss silver coins onto gold ones when we could be discussing produce onto gold ones? So my answer is, if the machlokes in the Mishnah was only regarding peiros on dinarin, I would say that that's the only machlokes. But when we're talking about silver coins onto gold coins, I might say that the Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai, the Dava Lagabe Kaspa Peira Hava. The gold coins in relation to silver ones are actually considered peiros, v'loy mechal linon, and that we would not be able to make that transfer. Kamashmal and the Chiddush is that no, and we have the machlokes even when we're dealing with coins. We're going to stop here for now, but pick up tomorrow trying to figure out which Amira said which pshat on this machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.